Model Test 1. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11. I've heard that the new physics class is really difficult.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I took Physics 402 last quarter, and I think the course went very smoothly.
What does the woman mean?
Question 12. It must be the first time for you to be aboard a warship.
Don't you know that I've been in military service in the Navy for years?
What does the man mean? Question 13. My foot still hurts from falling on the ice yesterday. I wonder if I broke something.
I'm no doctor, but it's not black and blue or anything. Maybe you just need to rest it for a few days.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 14. How are your talks going on? Have you reached any agreement?
No, not yet. We only agreed to set another date for further talks.
What can we infer from the conversation about the talks? Question 15. Before we play again, I'm going to buy a good tennis racket.
I guess your shoes aren't in very good shape either.
What does the man imply?
Question 16. I would really like to know why Mary is always so unfriendly to me.
Did you ever think of just talking to her face to face?
What does the woman try to say to the man? Question 17. How about the coat you just tried on? Don't you like it?
Well, I like the color and fabric, and it is really nice and reasonably priced. I would have bought it right away if they had it in my size.
Why did the woman give up the coat? Question 18. I'm the only one in class who didn't sign up for the trip. Walking through a rainforest can't get fun.
Maybe you are right, but I've got the feeling your classmates will come back knowing some things you won't know.
What does the woman imply? Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Oh, Steve, you're early. I'm happy you're here early today, because I'd like to discuss your attendance for a moment.
Gee, Dr. Olivia, I'm really sorry about missing class yesterday.
Actually, it's been several days. Counting today, we've only had 6 classes, yet you've already missed 4. It's more than a half. You won't be able to pass if you're constantly absent, and I really don't want to fail anyone.
Sorry, I've been extremely busy. I can explain for it, Dr. Olivia. I have a part-time job, so...
Well, I hope you're ready for today's exam.
Today? I thought it was Monday.
Read the schedule, Steve. This is precisely what I'm talking about. You should either make an effort to attend, or you should consider withdrawing while it's still possible.
What do you mean?
Today's the final day you can withdraw and get a full refund.
Maybe I really should. What do you suggest?
I wish you could attend classes regularly. However, if you don't believe you're capable of this, then don't waste your money.
Thanks, Dr. Olivia. I really appreciate your advice. If it's okay, I suppose I'll go ahead and drop the class.
It's entirely up to you, but that might be best if you don't think things are going to change. Excuse me, the students are coming, and I've got to get ready for class. I wish you the very best of luck, Steve.
Thank you, Dr. Olivia. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the man's problem? Question 20. What does the woman say about today? Question 21. What does the man decide to do at last? Conversation 2.
Mr. Hiller, is the number of complaints increasing or decreasing?
There was a slight decrease last year. The highest number of complaints was 2 years ago, when we received 7,300.
Does the reduction mean that the quality of goods and services is improving?
I don't think so. It's probably due to the poor economic situation. Most people are simply buying less.
Is there any change in the nature of the complaints?
Not really. People are still complaining about the same things.
What do they complain about most often?
Electrical appliances. Last year, we received 1,809 complaints about them, 25% of all complaints. Then, there are complaints about travel agencies, photographic and sound equipment, and clothing, in that order.
What sort of complaints do you get about travel agencies?
Oh, they include anything from air tickets to accommodation.
Are most of the complaints justified?
About 90% of the complaints about travel agencies are justified. In other areas, investigation of about 50% of the complaints reveals some kind of business malpractice. But overall, about 30% of the complaints are due to misunderstandings on the part of the consumer. The rest are too vague to be worth following up.
How long does it take you to complete an investigation of a complaint?
About 2 to 3 weeks for a proper investigation. We really need more staff.
Thank you, Mr. Hiller.
My pleasure.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Why did the number of complaints decrease last year, according to the man? Question 23. What do customers complain about most often? Question 24. What does the man say about complaints about travel agency? Question 25. How long does it take the man to complete an investigation of a complaint?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. The Red Cross is an international organization which cares for people who are in need of help. A man in Paris hospital who needs blood, a woman in Mexico who is injured in an earthquake, and a family in India that lost their home in a storm may all be aided by the Red Cross. The Red Cross exists in almost every country around the globe. The World Red Cross organizations are sometimes called the Red Crescent, the Red Mogen-David, the Sun, and the Red Lion. All of these agencies share a common goal of trying to help people in need. The idea of forming an organization to help the sick and wounded during a war started with Jean-Henri Durant. In 1859, he observed how people were suffering on a battlefield in Italy. He wanted to help all the wounded people, regardless of which side they were fighting for. The most important result of his work was an international treaty called the Geneva Convention. It protects prisoners of war, the sick and wounded, and other citizens during a war. The American Red Cross was set up by Clara Barton in 1881. Today, the Red Cross in the United States provides a number of services for the public, such as helping people in need, teaching first aid, and providing blood.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What does the speaker say about the Red Cross? Question 27. What was Jean-Henri Durant's purpose to set up the organization? Question 28. According to the speaker, what service does the Red Cross provide?
Passage 2.
The London Borough of Camden provides many services for elderly residents, among which are the preparation for retirement courses. These courses, lasting for 10 afternoons, are run 3 times a year from September to June. They are basically designed for people due to retire within a few years, and these students are normally released for half days by their employers. But those already in retirement are also welcome to join. The courses last about 10 weeks and cost £6 per person, normally paid by the employers, with a reduction for those already retired or receiving supplementary benefit. The courses include practical talks from specialist speakers on relevant subjects such as pensions and tax. A wide field of leisure activities is also covered, and sufficient time is left for questions and discussion. There is also a senior citizens club held at the Mary Ward Center on weekday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30. The club arranges discussion groups and handicraft sessions, including dressmaking and carpentry. Membership is free, and a member can attend any courses held there free of charge. Other services at the center include legal advice at reduced rates to those who otherwise could not afford it, and free financial advice from the financial section on Monday and Wednesday between 6 and 8 p.m. Any other personal problem can be discussed with the counselor on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 3:30 to 4.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. What does the speaker say about the courses?
Question 30. What kind of students can get a reduction for the course? Question 31. What does the speaker say about the members of Senior Citizens Club? Question 32. What do we learn about the financial advice service in the club? Passage 3. There are three groups of English learners: beginners, intermediate learners, and learners of special English. Beginners need to learn the basics of English. Students who have reached an intermediate level benefit from learning general English skills. But what about students who want to learn specialist English for their work or professional life? Most students who fit into this third group have a clear idea about what they want to learn. A bank clerk, for example, wants to use this specialist vocabulary and technical terms for finance. But for teachers, deciding how to teach specialist English is not always so easy. For a start, the variety is enormous. Every field, from airline pilots to secretaries, has its own vocabulary and technical terms. Teachers also need to have an up-to-date knowledge of that specialist language, and not many teachers are exposed to working environments outside the classroom. These issues have influenced the way specialist English is taught in schools. This type of course is usually known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP, and there are ESP courses for almost every area of professional and working life. In Britain, for example, there are courses which teach English for doctors, lawyers, reporters, travel agents, and people working in the hotel industry. By far, the most popular ESP courses are for business English.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What do we know about the learners of special English? Question 34. What has influenced the way of teaching specialist English in schools? Question 35. According to the speaker, what are the most popular ESP courses in Britain?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Shyness is the cause of much unhappiness for a great many people. Shy people are anxious and self-conscious, that is, they are excessively concerned with their own appearance and actions. Worrisome thoughts are constantly occurring in their minds. What kind of impression am I making? Do they like me? Do I sound stupid? Am I wearing unattractive clothes? It is obvious that such uncomfortable feelings must affect people unfavorably. A person's self-concept is reflected in the way he or she behaves, and the way a person behaves affects other people's reactions. In general, the way people think about themselves has a deep effect on all areas of their lives. Shy people have low self-esteem, are likely to be passive, and easily influenced by others. Shy people are very sensitive to criticism. It makes them feel inferior. They also find it difficult to be pleased by praises because they believe they are unworthy of praise. A shy person may respond to a praise with a statement like this one. You're just saying that to make me feel good. I know it's not true. Can shyness be completely eliminated or at least reduced? Fortunately, people can overcome shyness with determination. Since shyness goes hand in hand with lack of self-esteem, it is important for people to accept their weakness as well as their strengths. For example, most people would like to be A students in every subject. It is not fair for them to label themselves inferior because they have difficulty in some areas. People's expectations of themselves must be realistic.
Now, the passage will be read again.
Shyness is the cause of much unhappiness for a great many people. Shy people are anxious and self-conscious. That is, they are excessively concerned with their own appearance and actions. Worrisome thoughts are constantly occurring in their minds. What kind of impression am I making? Do they like me? Do I sound stupid? Am I wearing unattractive clothes? It is obvious that such uncomfortable feelings must affect people unfavorably. A person's self-concept is reflected in the way he or she behaves, and the way a person behaves affects other people's reactions. In general, the way people think about themselves has a deep effect on all areas of their lives. Shy people have low self-esteem, are likely to be passive, and easily influenced by others. Shy people are very sensitive to criticism. It makes them feel inferior. They also find it difficult to be pleased by praises because they believe they are unworthy of praise. A shy person may respond to a praise with a statement like this one. You're just saying that to make me feel good. I know it's not true. Can shyness be completely eliminated or at least reduced? Fortunately, people can overcome shyness with determination. Since shyness goes hand in hand with lack of self-esteem, it is important for people to accept their weakness as well as their strengths. For example, most people would like to be A students in every subject. It is not fair for them to label themselves inferior because they have difficulty in some areas. People's expectations of themselves must be realistic.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
Shyness is the cause of much unhappiness for a great many people. Shy people are anxious and self-conscious, that is, they are excessively concerned with their own appearance and actions. Worrisome thoughts are constantly occurring in their minds. What kind of impression am I making? Do they like me? Do I sound stupid? Am I wearing unattractive clothes? It is obvious that such uncomfortable feelings must affect people unfavorably. A person's self-concept is reflected in the way he or she behaves, and the way a person behaves affects other people's reactions. In general, the way people think about themselves has a deep effect on all areas of their lives. Shy people have low self-esteem, are likely to be passive, and easily influenced by others. Shy people are very sensitive to criticism. It makes them feel inferior. They also find it difficult to be pleased by praises because they believe they are unworthy of praise. A shy person may respond to a praise with a statement like this one. You're just saying that to make me feel good. I know it's not true. Can shyness be completely eliminated or at least reduced? Fortunately, people can overcome shyness with determination. Since shyness goes hand in hand with lack of self-esteem, it is important for people to accept their weakness as well as their strengths. For example, most people would like to be A students in every subject. It is not fair for them to label themselves inferior because they have difficulty in some areas. People's expectations of themselves must be realistic.
This is the end of listening comprehension.